Storm Claudia brought very heavy rain earlier in the month, but new research from the University of Maynooth's Icarus Climate Research Centre shows that low tides saved us from more serious flooding. The team used data from Met Éireann to analyse conditions before and during the storm to try to understand its impact. Dr. Claire Bergen from the Icarus Centre has been telling me about their findings.
So during a recent storm, what we had was 2 days of intense rainfall, particularly in Dublin, Wexford and Wicklow. And we found that since a pre-industrial era, so we'd call that in a 1.3 degree cooler era, we've actually had an increase in rainfall intensity by 12%. So what does that mean? That actually means that whatever rainfall would have happened in a 1.3 degree cooler climate, there's now 12% more rainfall that's happening. And that's only set to increase with more climate change, which we are expecting to happen, up to an 8% increase from today in a 3 degree warmer climate.
So tell us then about what else happened during Storm Claudia, because it would seem that we were lucky with the tides.
Yeah, so as we know, like, it's been quite a wet period the last couple of months, and we actually found that soils were saturated and river levels are quite high. So then what happened was a lot of rain came down. Now, we were lucky. So basically, during Storm Claudia, we are just kind of finishing a neap tide. So this means that tidal levels are quite low. Spring tide means that tidal levels are quite high. So because this rainfall happened during a neap tide, it meant that the rain could actually run out into the sea. If it was to happen during a spring tide, which it could very easily happen in the future, there's no reason why it wouldn't. That means that there wouldn't be as much ability for the rain to run off into the sea, and actually some of the water would have probably stayed in coastal towns and villages on the southeast coast.
Does that mean then that if had the tides been different, that our flood defences would have been severely tested?
They definitely would have been tested. Now, I know that there has been a lot of money and effort put into increasing the defence systems that we have for flood defence in our country, but there's still some are kind of weak. And anywhere you saw that, particularly on a coastline, if you saw that the defences are being very much tested last or 2 weeks ago, they would have been particularly tested, if not maybe broken, if there was this same rainfall during a high spring tide.
Is one of the other lessons here that we need to be prepared, that when there is a warning about rainfall in particular, that we have to get involved and take every measure we can to try and stop flooding?
Yeah, so look, our authorities did a great job. They knew it was coming and they did brilliant work trying to pump out water, etc. But it's just looking at the future and saying, look, while these rainfall events, they're not particularly increasing in frequency, but they are increasing in intensity. So when it rains, it pours, to pardon the pun. But we in the future need to just put some money and infrastructure into these flood defences and really just go for what the local authorities say and get on board with that.
Dr. Claire Bergen there from Maynooth University.